Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Surrender to Lead by Jessica Kriegel and Joe Terry. Sophie, I have to tell you, the title alone made me do a double take.
Right? Because we're so conditioned to think leadership is all about taking charge and being in control. But this book flips that entirely. It says the most effective leaders are the ones who willingly give up control, which is a pretty provocative starting point.
Yeah, and at first I thought, okay, so you're saying leaders should just be passive and let chaos reign? But no, that's not at all.
Exactly. They're very clear that this isn't about abdicating responsibility. It's about strategically letting go of the illusion that you have to have all the answers and direct every move. That old command and control model? They argue it's a bottleneck in today's fast-paced world.
That makes so much sense. I've definitely worked for someone who thought they had to be the smartest person in every room, and it was exhausting. No one could make a decision without them.
Oh, totally. And the book calls that a control tax. The hidden cost of micromanaging is lost creativity, disengagement, slow decision-making. You're basically paying for control with your team's potential.
I love that phrase. So how do you actually break that cycle? The book lays out a path, right?
Yeah, 3 stages, awareness, acceptance, and action. First, you have to become aware of your own controlling behaviors. Most leaders don't see themselves as controlling. They think they're just being helpful or efficient.
So what does awareness look like? How do you spot in yourself?
They suggest you audit yourself. Do you finish other people's sentences? Do you struggle to delegate tasks you know you could do faster? Do you feel anxious when you don't know what your team is doing every minute? Those are all symptoms of a control addiction.
Oh, I am guilty of finishing sentences. I do that all the time. I'm trying to be helpful, but I see now it can shut people down.
Exactly. And once you're aware, the next step is acceptance. This is the hard part. You have to accept that you're not the expert in every domain, that your team has unique expertise, and that your identity as a leader isn't tied to having the right answer.
That requires a huge ego check. I remember a story in the book about a CEO who was the classic hero leader, making every decision. He was brilliant, but he was becoming the bottleneck.
Right, and when he surrendered, stopped attending operational meetings, stopped reviewing every design, his team stepped up. The company grew faster and with more innovation. That's the payoff.
So once you've done the awareness and acceptance work, what's the action? What do you actually do differently?
The first big practice is ask instead of tell. Instead of saying, here's the solution, you ask, what do you think is the root cause? Or what options have you considered? That shift forces the team to think critically and take ownership.
That's such a simple change, but I can see how powerful it is. It transforms you from a dispenser of answers into a catalyst for thinking.
Another one is set the stage, don't play the game. The authors use a sports coach analogy. A great coach doesn't run onto the field and play for the players. They design the strategy, build the team, and then trust the players to execute.
So you define the what and the why, but you surrender control of the how. That must take a lot of trust and patience, especially when you see someone doing it differently than you would.
Absolutely. And they talk about delegating with intent, not just dumping tasks. True delegation transfers ownership. You communicate the outcome, the boundaries, and the resources, then genuinely let go.
There's a great line in the book, only delegate tasks you're willing to let someone else do differently, possibly even less efficiently. Because the short-term loss is a long-term investment in capability.
That's a hard rule to follow, but it's so true. And the book also addresses conflict. Controlling leaders often suppress conflict, but that just drives it underground. A surrendering leader welcomes productive conflict and helps the team navigate it themselves.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that true strength isn't about having a tight grip. It's about having the courage to be vulnerable and trust your team.
And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the entire library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The secret to leadership isn't being the one in control. It's being the one who makes control unnecessary. That's a powerful reframe.
We'll see you in the next one.